A Tribute to a Soldier and a Friend by Gary Wunder. Have you ever seen people lined up on the street impatiently waiting for their opportunity to go blind? Of course not, but I have found myself surprised when I have realized how many people found that becoming blind gave them opportunities and a chance to meet people who made them feel that their experience was not only a challenge but a blessing. Tom Stevens often makes this point in public speeches, and although I would never wish that anyone be deprived of their sight, I do find myself feeling blessed by the fact that blindness has brought certain people into my orbit, and together we have been able to work on doing something to improve the life experience of thousands of people. Larry Arnold is a man I met because fate, biology, or some other force decided that he was going to be blind. Larry and I met more than 35 years ago, and I was immediately impressed with his enthusiastic, articulate, and forceful way of letting his views be known. He was a listener and a learner, but once he knew something that he thought was important, he would find an audience, and they too would learn. Being the active fellow he was, Larry early on earned himself a place in the office of the state representative from his area, a man who was destined to be a governor named Bob Holden. When Representative Holden served in the Missouri legislature, he made it easier for us to get appointments with ranking members of the legislature, key personnel on the executive branch, and annual meetings with the governor. He did this because he liked, admired, and every day I had to work with Larry Arnold, and persistence was one of Larry's most prominent character traits. When Representative Holden became Governor Holden, Larry still helped us get our annual meeting, but he was frustrated that the governor did not turn out to be a better advocate. Larry's right comment was, "You would think with all that teaching he would have learned better." I served with Larry Arnold on the State Rehabilitation Council for the Blind, a group that is charged with overseeing the activities of rehabilitation services for the blind. When I chaired that group, I could always count on Larry to volunteer for or accept committee assignments, and when the next meeting came around, you can bet that he would have had his report. At the time of Larry's service on the Rehab Council, he worked for a company that set up seminars and events both in the Springfield area and throughout the state. One of Larry's jobs with his company was to publicize these events, and the expertise he gained in doing this job was freely shared with our Missouri affiliate, sometimes with him taking the initiative to do publicity and at other times acting as the teacher so that we would learn how to do what he so easily did. In his capacity as a member of the State Rehab Council, he served as a real inspiration for those on and off the council who were looking for employment. Larry learned earlier this year that he had stage 4 cancer, and that the question was not whether it would take his life, but when. Although his cancer caused him to feel significant discomfort, he made it a point to come to the 55th Annual Convention of the NFB of Missouri, and, as he said to me, and the convention assembled, "We came into the Federation together, and we're going out together." Nothing touched me more than when he said that he was determined to come to the convention to be part of the ceremony surrounding my retirement as state president, and realizing what a sacrifice he made caused me to feel ever so grateful for the service I was permitted to give and the people who walked shoulder to shoulder to see what we got things done. Larry was laid to rest on Saturday, May 6th, and the turnout for his funeral was impressive. It was clear that Larry had friends and allies not only in the National Federation of the Blind, but from many other organizations and individuals who were touched by his example, his bravery, his optimism, and his dedication to duty. I will always count as one of the more significant blessings I have been given in my life the friendship of Larry Arnold and the fact that he was so much more than an acquaintance, a colleague, and a friend. Larry was part of our Federation family, and those passing leaves us with a hole in our lives. His example shows us how to begin to fill it with acts of kindness and generosity that duplicate what Larry would be doing if he were still with us today. Below is a picture, and the caption reads, "Audience listening to President Wunder's last report. Audience members include longtime members Tom and Helen Stevens and Larry Arnold. Larry passed away shortly after convention."